Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. And it's Wednesday, but no listener questions today. It's our pre-Valentine show. Time for Is This Romantic, Disney style? So we're going to ask the question, is this romantic, with various Disney situations that you've submitted on social media, including a great question about is this romantic, learning a traditional dance related to each of the pavilions at World Showcase, then dancing as you go through the countries? Is that romantic? Find out coming up here next. First, a quick word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. I can't believe it's almost here. 8 days to go until I leave for the Princess Half Marathon weekend down at Walt Disney World. I'm staying at Coronado Springs, one of my favorite places, so you know I'll be having a meal at Maya Grill. I get excited every time I look down at my iPhone XS Max. I see that, you know, I see great pictures. I see the Tree of Life right now. I see my countdown. I have an audio alert 205 every day to remind me I'm one day closer to my favorite place. You can do the same as well. Check them out today over at virtualmickey.com. Thanks again to everybody who continues to support the show through our Amazon affiliate link. You're going to get all your Prime benefits. It'll cost you nothing extra. And every time you use our link, you're spreading a little BOGP love. You're helping pay the hosting and the bandwidth for the podcast, which I thank you so much for that, because it keeps going up because we get more listeners. But hey, that's fine. Just keep supporting the show. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1446 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you, and happy Valentine's Day, one day early. And we hope that you always love the Be Our Guest podcast. See what I did there? And remember, for folks like me, it's time to start figuring out what you're getting your significant other for Valentine's Day right now. So, if you haven't gotten anything by now, you're going to be one of the suckers like me that's up at Flowerama in the line 75 husbands deep, sweating bullets out of their forehead because they're worried that the roses will be gone. Pam doesn't listen to the show. I hope she's not listening on Facebook. But I'm thinking hot box cookies this year instead of flowers.
I don't know what these are, but they sound delicious.
They're fresh baked chocolate chip cookies instead of flowers. And that's
a genius idea, and I love it.
Well, that's what we get Paige. We get Paige that every year before finals out in Columbia, and they're supposedly really good. So we might do that, but hopefully she's not listening and I spoiled the surprise right now. Because if not, and I don't get them, I'm going to be in big, big trouble. So I better get on this. Anyway, so before I get myself in any more trouble, let's get the ladies introduced and have a good time today. Joining us, Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. touringplans.com and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Just getting ready for Valentine's Day. I don't know, we don't do anything for Valentine's Day, so it's not like it's a big day.
So, but you had your Valentine's Day thing last weekend, right? You got all dressed up and did the prom thing.
Yeah. We did the dance. Okay, it wasn't really a dance, it was Brian's work party, but got all dressed up, and Brian looked very dapper. He wore a bow tie, and I loved it. He was adorable, so that's good. And no corsage, though. He did not give me the corsage. So I know some of you were bummed that he did not buy me one.
Boo.
But I didn't buy him a boutonniere either. So
the last time I wore a bow tie was probably when I was DJing in the 90s, and I used to wear my cheap little tux that I wore every Saturday night with my red bow tie and my red cummerbund.
No, I don't even think I've ever seen him in a bow tie. So it was very, after I realized this past weekend that in March, Brian and I have been together for 15 years, not married, obviously, but together. And I was like, whoa. And so I don't think in 15 years I've ever seen him wear a bow tie. So new things surprise me every day.
Brian in a bow tie sounds like a kid's book, a children's book. Something like that. Anyway, also joining us, we're heading up Pittsburgh way, Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Valentine's Day early. Pam, what's going on?
Happy Valentine's Day. So I'm disappointed in both of you. I'm just going to say this about Valentine's Day. It's like a time to celebrate love in general and all it brings to our lives.
I know that Steve brings you flowers like every week, which is very sweet. So my husband is not that sweet. This is why Steve Forrester is the best husband ever.
It's really not about the gifts, but he does. He does once a week. He does bring me flowers. So it's very nice, but I don't know. I think it's just important to take a moment to spend some time reflecting on it. So just saying this.
You got me. You got me thinking of the Crystal Gayle song. You don't bring me flowers anymore. All right.
But you are not allowed to tell Steve Forrester that he's the best husband in the world. That's, you know, I got to keep him on his toes here.
He knows that I think that. So.
All right. Well, let's get cracking here before we have the Steve Forrester as the super husband who makes us all look bad conversation again. So, of course, this is our annual show that we started a few years ago with the great, is this romantic situations around Walt Disney World. So we are here to kind of be your guide, you could say, to help you make good choices when it comes to romance at the Disney destinations. So you're trusting it to us.
I don't know if this is going to go.
It's not pretty good. You know, we're going to do the best we can. So also in the chat, in our live chat, please do comment on whether you think this is romantic or not. Give us a yes or a no, thumbs up, thumbs down. And I have to read these off of my phone because I didn't want to pull up the feed because of the video feeding. So we'll do the best we can here. So the first one comes from Lisa. We're going to the Facebook page over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Let's see here. She said, this is from Lisa Kreider. My dad always says that It's a Small World would be a lot more fun if you got 3 baseballs at the beginning to knock down the dolls. Would that be a romantic date ride? Okay, so it would definitely be more interactive if you got 3 baseballs when you get on the boat to It's a Small World and kind of turning it into like knocking down the fuzzy Indians at the fair, I guess, or the Native Americans. I don't know what they'd be. It was a long time ago. I was good at that game because I was a pitcher. So where does that handle on the romance, Pam? You got making Small World a little bit more interactive with the person you love.
Well, so I agree with your assessment that it would be more interactive, more. It would add an element of skill to perhaps riding the attraction that's not there right now, right? All you have to do is get on the boat and sit and be entertained. So you'd have to be more engaged, right? Like thinking about who you dislike the most, I guess. Is that who you're using your baseballs on?
I don't know, man.
There would be like real challenging ones like up high and in the back. Like, I guess you'd probably need a little bit of a scoring system for this, but I can't say that it would be romantic. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of sad. I would be like, that doesn't seem romantic to see those little dolls like get hit and fall down.
Yeah, I'm with you. I say fun, yes. Romance, no. I would feel bad seeing it because my favorite characters in Small World are the really quickly moving hula girls in the Polynesian scene.
Yes.
And I don't want them getting pegged.
Yes, that's one of my favorite scenes too.
That and the surfer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the surfer and the Kiwis that are in the rain. Yes. Did you see me with the air quotes, the rain? Yes.
I mean, basically that's like an analog Toy Story Mania experience. So I don't know. Ricky, so we got 2 no's. So where are you going on this one?
I think it would be the 3rd no on that. Fun.
It would be fun.
Yes, it's not that it would not be fun. It would have that element to it. It just may not be the most romantic of elements.
We
although, you know, if you...
Up a new hashtag.
If you got a prize...
more fun.
You got a prize at the end for knocking the most down and that, you know, like you used to maybe that would add, you know, like add a little bit of romance. And you could give the prize to your significant other. I don't know.
All right. Sorry. No romance there. Next one up is Laura. One spouse gets the ice for another for a post-marathon ice bath. Oof. I've been there, man. I tried an ice bath one time. That's the only time I'll ever try it. It was my first dopey. And everybody said, you got to take an ice bath after the half so you can run the full. Guess what? I've done it 3 other times without the ice bath because the ice bath almost killed me. I couldn't breathe. I was like, and it was in a value resort bathtub, and I'm 6'3". It was a nightmare on 7 levels. I would say yes, that is romantic because it is showing that you love and support your marathoner. So I'm going, yes, Ricky, get in the ice for an ice bath for your significant other. Romantic?
I mean, if that's what they need to, you know, continue being able to walk or run or whatever.
It's a false narrative.
I absolutely think that would be romantic. I mean, if you're doing something for your significant other, that's very thoughtful. So yes, I would say that would be romantic.
All right, Pam, get in the ice. You're freezing out your significant other, man. I'm literally freezing them out in a bathtub.
I guess if they really want that, then it's romantic. I don't really want the ice bath. I'm just saying that would not ever be something that is appealing to me.
Hot bubble bath, yes.
Yes, I'm cold all the time. So that sounds like a little bit of torture, but yes. So I'll give it to them. I'll rely on, you know, the fact that I know that people do want that sometimes. So.
All righty. So we got three yeses on that one. So that is romantic, the ice bath. All right, Paul's up next. I like this one. Learning a traditional dance related to each of the pavilions at the World Showcase, then dancing as you go through the countries. You know what? I'm going first on this one. Definitely romantic because, you know what? You're going to inspire fellow guests. You're going to be like, they're going the extra mile. And when you dance with somebody, that is definitely showing that you love them, you know, especially if you went the extra mile to learn the dances, like, say, a traditional Japanese dance or Moroccan dance or some Norwegian dance. I don't even know that they have those. I guess every country has some kind of dance. I don't know what the United States would be. I guess, I don't know, what it'd be lately, be like twerking or something. You probably don't want to do that in America, but I'm just saying that wouldn't be romantic. So before I get myself any more trouble, I am going to say that is romantic.
Let's change the subject. Let's move on.
Yes. Pam, where do you fall in the romance of learning all the dances and going through World Showcase dancing as a couple?
I think it's very nice. I think it takes some research and a little bit of learning, right? Education in that space. So it looks like you put commitment into that. So I would say, absolutely, this sounds romantic. This sounds like something that everyone could do. I don't know. Actually, that should be like a World Showcase, like things that you can do in the country, right? Oh. Is learn a dance from
that. That
would
be a good
idea.
That's
good, right?
Much better than drinking around the world. Dance around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Dance around the world. Like at different times, they could have like a class where you could like go learn traditional.
I love it. I mean, they have to learn how to hula at the Polynesian. I think that's
exactly
a great idea. Yes.
I think so too.
We're giving you free ideas. Let's go. Good idea here.
And you know what? You get the shirt, like the people that drink around the world, the check boxes. I mean, when you know, you do the Norwegian, whatever that dance is, and you check. Boom. You got it right there. Yeah.
Like I danced the whatever at whatever in Norway.
I did the Arendelle.
I don't know what any of these dances are, but you know, we're willing to try.
Here's the Norwegian dance for those watching. But some form of that.
Right. Like in Mexico, you could learn like the Mexican hat dance or something. I'm sure there's something like more. There's got to be probably something that's more traditional. And I'm not meaning to be like offensive, but when you think of like a dance, like that seems to be, you know, the kind of thing. You know, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, Paul's
and
onto something.
Have a margarita when you're done.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you could also combine the two and make it drink
or
and dance
both,
around the
right?
world because it makes it easier to dance when you're drinking. All right, Ricky, final words. Two romances here. What do you think? Is it romantic?
I mean, I guess so. The only thing is like, because if it was Brian, I might be a little embarrassed because he's not the best dancer in the world. So like if he was trying to like, you know, be suave and cool and attempt to really go for it, I know his skills are not quite up to par, I might be a little embarrassed. So.
But it's the effort
the thought
that counts.
Process, yeah. It's the thought that counts, though. So, I mean, yeah, that part is romantic. The execution may not be.
All right, the dancing around World Showcase carries. It is romantic. All right, next up is Ryan. He says, riding the riverboat sometime around sunset, followed by Dole Whips. So I'm guessing he's thinking the Liberty Bell, and then maybe heading over to Adventureland, getting a Dole Whip. No question. We're just going to carry this one. Romance, right, Pam?
Yes, it's romance.
When I step into Adventureland, it's romance.
Yes, it is.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, especially at night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. I mean, Dole Whips, if you like Dole Whips, yeah, that's definitely riding the river better with sunset. You got that. Jack says, having a lovely lunch at Chefs de France, and then both of us being lulled into a food coma by Dame Judi Dench's dulcet tones. Hashtag, is this romantic? So a little Chefs de France and Spaceship Earth combo. Ricky, where does this fall? And break this one down for us. How does that work out?
I mean, you've got the Chefs de France, which is definitely the romantic part of this. The Spaceship Earth thing, I mean, it definitely could be romantic because you're in the dark, you can wrap your arm around your sweetie. The only thing that I'm a little concerned about is that now you've eaten all that delicious, rich food from Chefs de France. And I'm worried you're going to, you know, now that you're cozied up in a nice, soft place and you've got your arm around each other, you're just going to fall asleep in that food coma.
Spaceship Earth, like, gives me narcolepsy. And I love Spaceship Earth. It's one of my favorite rides. But, I mean, like, I never see the coming down on the hill. Like, I'm so tired at Walt Disney World. And I love that ride. But, I mean, there's something about it. It's so comfortable. And those chairs are not comfortable. Like, the seats are brutally uncomfortable.
No. But I'm just like, they are. When you're done, when you're down, you're just like...
Yeah. So I say, romantic, but you got to fight the sleepies.
You got to fight the sleepies. Yes.
I don't know, Pam, what do you think about this combo? I mean, I like, you know, I think in you know, typing it out, beautifully romantic, but in execution, you might have to struggle.
I think that sometimes a nap is very romantic.
I like it.
Sometimes it is, especially when you're on vacation and like maybe they don't even, you know, you don't get enough sleep at home. Sometimes a nap can be very romantic. So, yeah, I like this all around. I mean, go and have some good food over at Chefs de France and then, you know, head to Spaceship Earth because it is kind of romantic. You can sit there. Maybe you have the backseat all to yourself and you can hold hands as you fall asleep.
There's nothing more romantic than seeing, you know, the prehistoric men, you know, try to kill a mastodon, you know, all teaming up for the
yes,
first time.
That's right.
That's where we came from. All right. So, and also, Jen, I apologize for putting your typo on the screen for those watching on Facebook. I just hit the button. All right. Next up, we'll see where we left off with Jack and Chef de France.
Mine doesn't read. We just hit buttons.
I know. I do. I just click on stuff.
Buttons.
Dude, I got all kinds of stuff going on here, people. It's like Mission Control. You don't even know. When we're live, it's a nut house. All right, and especially this. I'm trying to read from my phone, see three screens at the same time, and talk. And I'm not good at talking in the first place, so here we go. Let's see. Susie says, playing air hockey, Pac-Man, Galaga, and skee-ball, just like you did in the 80s at the arcade next to Beaches and Cream. Hashtag, is this romantic? I got a big... I hate the arcades at Walt Disney World. That is never romantic because they're stressful. They're loud. I have kids. They're always asking me for $20. I'm like, man, we're at Walt Disney World. You don't need $20 for video games. And I love video games. I'm a kid of the 80s, but not at Walt Disney World. And you know what? Like we said, knock down the wall, take out that arcade, make Peaches and Cream twice as big, please, for the love of God. No, that is not romantic. I hate to rain on your parade, Susie, but I give a big fat no. Ricky, what do you say?
I think I'm going to be the dissenter in this one, and I'm going to say yes, and here's why. So, again, this kind of takes my own personal bend to it, but one of the games that Brian and I compete against each other with, like, it's totally, like, something that we do, is air hockey. Brian and I are both very, very... I'm very skilled at air hockey, and he's somewhat skilled. So I like to kick his butt in air hockey, and I win all the time. So for us, that's romantic, playing air hockey together. You know, and we do it all the time when we find an air hockey machine. So that, for us, is romantic. The other stuff, maybe not. But air hockey is definitely a romantic game because you're fighting each other.
Air hockey, no, it's not. I was trying. Pam and I played a lot of air hockey in the day, but it's fun and it's competitive, but it's not really romantic.
I don't romance in air hockey. Yeah. Or I just find it fun/romantic because I get to beat Brian. So, I mean, there's that.
Pam, where do you fall in the arcades? Is that romantic or Galaga, Pac-Man, 80s reminiscent?
I last about 10 seconds in the arcade and I'm out. I'm seriously, it is so much stimulus. It's too much for me. Like, I feel like I am losing my mind and legit may lose my mind. I just, No, I just can't do it. You know, it'd be fun to go back and play those games, but like get like a, you know, I don't know, get a, you know, one of those things that makes it seem like you're playing those games on your TV at home where you don't have to hear all the things. So no, it's not romantic for me, but I can see how it would be for other people.
Yeah, I could see it the right person. James says, you know, arcades don't work for them because they're both too competitive and they'll fight. Yep, that's me too. Got to win. Let's see. We had actually one here from Philip in the live chat. So let's get to that. Milkshakes from Ample Hills, then a stroll on the boardwalk to Jelly Rolls for a drink and good music and a nice walk at night back to the yacht club. This motion carries. That is high on the romance scale for me, because anything with Ample Hills, you've got me. I mean, that just, good ice cream always says love. And then you have all the good stuff on top. So, Pam, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're capping the night off at the Yacht Club, which we know is one of my favorite places to be and stay. So anything that ends with a night at the Yacht Club, thumbs up from me.
Ricky, what about the Jelly Rolls part in there? You know, everything else is romantic, but Jelly Rolls, romance? Dueling pianos?
You know, I think it can be. It depends on kind of how busy or not busy the Jelly Rolls is. You know, if you want something that's a little more quiet, Jelly Rolls may not be the place for you because it is a dueling piano bar. So, you know, but it again, it is kind of what you make of it. So I'm going to go with very romantic. Yes.
All right. The motion carries. Romance. All right. Natalie from the live chat, watching Happily Ever After with dinner on a boat. I'm trying to figure out logistically how this will happen. Where's the dinner on the boat? Unless maybe you're renting the Grand One.
Other than the Grand One, you can have, yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, if you have the Grand One, come on now, man. I mean, if that isn't romance, you need to find another partner, because, like, you're never going to impress them. So I would say absolutely, if you're doing that combo, yes. So carries, right? Romance all around?
Yes.
Yeah, romance.
Definitely high on the romance. All right, let's get to Catherine from the Facebook page. What about taking a nice nap? So, Pam, she's on the right track with you already.
Yes.
Watching the Spirit of Aloha show at the Polynesian, and then going to the Magic Kingdom After Hours event, then watch the fireworks from Aladdin's Magic Carpet. Okay, so here's my deal on this one. Catherine, you were rolling. You were rolling. So, the nap, yes, Pam agrees. Naps are romantic. Spirit of Aloha, I love Spirit of Aloha. I know a lot of people are down on it, but I like the fun show, and I love the ribs and all the fixins over there. Going to After Hours at the Magic Kingdom, nothing more romantic than the Magic Kingdom After Dark, man. It's all about romance. But watching the fireworks from Aladdin's Magic Carpet, I see it, but I don't know. I've done it from the Astro Orbiter. And Scott was up there at the same time. We were not having romance.
So that was
yeah, that was not romantic. That was the opposite of romance. But it's when you're spinning, well, you know what? You're Walt Disney World. I'm going to let it pass. I'm saying yes on this one. Pam, where do you fall on this 4 or 5 step combo here?
So I'm saying I think it's romantic except for the Polynesian show. I just am not the largest fan of the Polynesian Luau. I just am not. We did it a few years ago and it was fine. It's just not, I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, I would honestly rather eat at Captain Cook's than eat at the Luau.
Oh, you're hurting me.
I know, right? And what I would really rather do is to get some appetizers outside at the Trader Sam's location outside and a drink. I find that to be more romantic. So anyways, I'll go with all of that. I can see the fireworks from something. You know, I've seen the fireworks for lots of different places, and I think I've caught them a little bit at Aladdin's. But like Big Thunder and Dumbo, when it was in a different location, I think it was different experience. Just lots of good things. But, you know, any night that ends in some kind of fireworks, I think is romantic.
Now, here's how you step that one up, though. Here's how you save the fireworks on the magic carpets of Aladdin. You got to sing to your significant other. I will show you the world. You got to bust out some Peebo Bryson, baby. You got to be Peebo. You got to go all Peebo. All right, Ricky, what do you think? What's that combo looking like for you?
I mean, yeah, I think it can be romantic. Let's go with yes. It can be romantic. And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, there we go. Motion carries. Romance. All right. Laura is up next. She says, putting a sticker on number 23 on our Disney trip countdown and telling him I can't wait to spend a whole week with him. just the two of us with heart emojis.
Just the two
Right? Grover Washington, we can make it if we try. Yeah, okay, there we go. So, man, I love these shows. I'm sorry that we're ruining your Wednesday. You're hoping for questions and you got this.
Don't worry about it.
So anytime you can take an adult trip, just you and your significant other, high on the romance. I mean, especially if you're a parent and you get to escape the grind of parenting for an entire week, 10 out of 10 on the romance scale. Pam, you can't go wrong here, right?
I agree. I always said the most important thing that we were giving Hannah was two parents who loved each other. So if you can keep that going for a long time, then I think you're on the right track. So
absolutely. Ricky, your thoughts? It's like it's what you guys do every trip. I mean, this is like you didn't know how romantic you already were.
Yes. I'm just going yes. Romance.
All right. There we go. The motion carries. Amy's up next. She says, Highway in the Sky, Dine Around, followed by a Run Disney 5K the next morning. Oof. Okay, so yeah, obviously, the Highway in the Sky, super romantic. You guys have done that, right?
I have. It is very, it's romantic and it's fun and it's just something new. So yeah, that's awesome.
And nothing says romance like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going and standing outside and shivering and then running 3 miles, right? I mean, right? That's super, like it's the, I'd say the Highway in the Sky, 10 out of 10 on the romance, the 5K. Now, if, I mean, if you love the bling and you love the exercise and you love all the fun of Run Disney, which I do. Now, my wife would not, she does not like to get out there anymore. She's kind of hung up the sneakers. So she would not say this is romantic, but for us runners, yes, that's totally romantic. Nothing says love like a little cardio at Walt Disney World.
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, Brian made me sign up for a 5K on Saturday this week.
Good for him.
It's like a romance 5K or something like that.
Romance.
So I don't know. It was like a couple's 5K. We had to come up with a team name and everything. I said, honey, I'm walking this. I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm walking. So he told me he'd walk it with me. So. That's romantic.
Yes.
That's romance right there. Let me tell you, because my husband is very fast, and the fact that he wants to walk a 5K with me, that's romance right there. Yeah.
I will say that in St. Louis this past weekend, they had the Valentine's Run downtown, and what it is, it's the Run in Your Undies run, and it was super cold. It was super cold, but they do this every year. It's for some charity. I can't remember the charitable arm of this, but it does go to a charity. But they always show it on the news every year, of course, because people are running in their, you know, like boxers and stuff and like swimsuits.
Oh,
and it was super cold here this past weekend. So yeah, no thanks. I ran on the treadmill and I was fully clothed, just so you know. I wasn't simulating anything. So that's not really romantic to me. All right, let's get to the next one. It's from Chip. Would surprising your wife with a Disney half marathon and 5K be a good Valentine's Day gift? Thinking 2021, hashtag is this romantic. So what about surprising your significant other with a Run Disney event? Is this treacherous ground or is this brilliance? What do you think, Ricky?
So if it was for Brian, you know, the runner in the family, I would say yes. If it was for me, if he did the opposite, I would say no. I just told you about the pain I'm going to have to go through to run a 5K this weekend. So
yeah.
So yes, it depends on who it's for. That's the caveat for this one.
I would agree, Pam. I mean, you got to really know, like, is this, because if you sign somebody up for a, like I said, like a cardio workout who has no desire to get up early in the morning and go run, treacherous ground again. But I mean, Pam, I think it could be very romantic for the runner in your life.
I agree. If it's something that this person's into, awesome. If you're doing it as a, I think, you need to get in shape. it's not going to be well received, I don't think.
No.
So it would have to be something that the person has already purchased for themselves in the past. How about that?
Yeah. And for example, I'm going to Princess here next week. That was my birthday gift, I think. It was a gift for something, either Christmas or my birthday. It was a birthday gift. So I'm very excited to get to run this race. I mean, Pam couldn't have gotten me anything more because I like to have experiences. I'd much rather have that than stuff. Never run Princess. So I am so grateful that I get to do this. So yeah, that worked out great for me. All right. So that's the Facebook so far. Let me hit the Instagram thoughts here real quick. And we have a few over here. This one's from MLJ with a lot of Y's. Getting the meat sweats at Ohana before going to watch the fireworks at the beach at the Polynesian. Hashtag, is this romantic? Are meat sweats ever romantic, Pam? I mean, is Ohana romantic? Think about that. I mean, what about like a Brazilian steakhouse but Polynesian style? Is that romantic?
I guess it can be. I think maybe it has something to do, like it depends on how much you've eaten. Because I can see it being either romantic or like regrettable. I've seen people coming out of Ohana that look like they're regretting their life choices in a lot of ways. Like they were having a good time, but now they're not so much because the party's over. So I think it really depends on, you know, how much you consume.
I agree. I think what happens with Ohana is that a lot of people go in with, you know, big dreams and aspirations for the rest of the night. You know, like we're going to go to Ohana, then we're going to go over to the Magic Kingdom. We're going to ride all these rides. We got all kinds of fast passes. We're going to see Happily Ever After. It's going to be an awesome night. And then you go into Ohana, you know, you see the price of the meal. You say you're going to try to eat your value out of the price of the meal in proteins and chicken and steak and pork and all the sides they keep bringing you. And then you walk out and you're just, you know, you've already typed in 9-1 on your phone, you know, just you're just like, I only have to hit one if I feel the big one coming on because I'm that close to dying here because all the protein. So yeah, I think the Ohana can be a dream crusher, basically. So I don't know. I mean, it could be romantic, but tread lightly. So Ricky, where do you fall on this?
If in moderation, which you're not doing at Ohana, but let's just pretend like you are, then yes, it can be. If you are not, which you're most likely not going to be doing, then probably not. Also, you may want to stay away from the bathroom later. I'm just saying.
And it's like the world's smallest bathroom right outside of Ohana, by the way, too. It's kind of crazy. All right.
I don't even use that one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Go down by Captain Cook's. It's nice.
Yeah. What the heck?
All right. The next one is from Run Smitty 48.6. Running the Dopey Challenge with your girlfriend. Proposing to her at the finish line, surprising her with a stay at the Polynesian, then getting on Disney Cruise Line and running the Castaway Key Challenge together. This was our trip last year, getting married in May and heading to Aulani for our honeymoon. You just broke the romance meter, brother.
That's right.
Holy cow. Could it get any better, Pam?
No. I mean, I will tell you, it's weird. Aulani is one of those places that after we were there, all I think about sometimes, especially when it's cold here, you know, I'm just pleading with people. It gets very, very cold here. And I find myself dreaming of Aulani like all the time. Like I think to myself, oh, I could be there sitting by the pool within walking distance of the ocean right now. And guess what? It's sunny every day there. What's that about?
I know, right? Yeah.
Whatever. I saw that they're actually having a big storm there right now, but I know it's very rare. But yeah, I could definitely ride out a thunderstorm in Hawaii right about now.
I know. Seriously. It's just such a gorgeous place. So, yeah. Aulani is a big win.
Speaking of romance, okay, because we go in the summer for our vacation and we always go as a family, so very not romantic. But I love a good thunderstorm at Walt Disney World during the summer. I think that is awesome, right? That's always romantic, right? I mean, you don't want to have that happening like with lightning bolts and torrential rain while you're standing, say, dead center of Epcot and you're trying to get back to your hotel. But if you're at your hotel, especially at a place like, say, like an Animal Kingdom Lodge where they have all those little nooks and crannies where you can grab maybe a rocking chair and look out over the Savannah. Oh, totally romantic, right? That'd be a great place
to be. Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes in the summer, there's nothing better, I think, than a good thunderstorm. Like you said, Mike, like if you can be somewhere that's covered, but still feel like the cool air coming in from the breeze and you get to hear it and watch it happen, I think that's a cool, cool thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Next one is from. Oh wait, Ricky, did you give your opinion on the broke the romance, right? With all the Disney destinations, cruise,
oh yeah,
Aulani,
yeah,
everything,
yeah, broke it.
All right. Let's see. This one is from Carrie Vink, and it says, "Is it romantic to make your husband take photos together at the PhotoPass green screen at Disney Springs, with all kinds of backgrounds, including dancing in the Beauty and the Beast ballroom?" So this is kind of like the one earlier from Paul, but this is a green screen. So you're not actually in the physical locations, but it does involve photos. Nah, you don't have to learn the dances, so you don't have to invest yourself so much. But, I mean, it kind of depends on the person. So what about going to Disney Springs and getting all these photo pass? Ricky, do they have to be millennials for this to work out?
You know, if your significant other is someone who likes getting photographs taken, then yes, that would be very romantic. If it is someone who is very against photographs in any way, shape, or form, then it's probably not going to be the most romantic thing you could possibly do. So, and I know that there are people out there who are like, please don't take my picture. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, don't do that. But the other way, yeah, sure. I think so.
So, Pam, what about you? Would Steve be cool with all this green screen photo pass action down at Disney Springs, making sure you get the perfect photo?
I think he'd go along with it. Would it be his favorite thing in the world? No, probably not. But I think anytime you're creating, like, that's a memory. And not only that, you're going to have photographic evidence of said memory. So I think it's a fun thing. I mean, come on, even though most people would probably be resistant to it at first, I think in the end, you'd be glad you had those memories. So,
all right, we have one more here in the live chat. It's from Christina. How about trying to ride every ride in Walt Disney World in one day to raise money for Give Kids the World? Is that romantic? Ricky, your thoughts on a challenge for the village?
Well, I am super stoked for anybody that completes the challenge, and I know that it's a very popular thing to do right now. I think that making yourself exhausted by running around like chickens with your head cut off may not be the most romantic. Now, is it amazing to do for Give Kids the World? Yes, absolutely, 100%. Romance worthy? I'm not sure. We're there.
I think it's romantic when you reflect back on it days, weeks, years later. You say, remember that time we were just two crazy kids running around to four theme parks and riding roller coasters and boat rides and dark rides. And boy, we raised a lot of money for Give Kids the World. We helped out a lot of families. That's super romantic.
That's
reflecting
super romantic
on it. But I mean, maybe, Pam, what do you think? Maybe in the here and now, it could be romantic, though, because, you know, you're sharing a challenge together.
Yeah, I'm going to think like things that you can do that sort of have an altruistic component to it, I think are going to be romantic because they sort of build you and make you into a better person. And you'll see that side of your spouse or whatever that you may not have seen before, or it may just enhance that. So I'm saying romantic.
You get
to see a different, better side of you both.
I like it.
All right, Ricky, so do we have any others from any other social media? Because I've checked my Instagram. I've gone to the Be Our Guest Podcast Facebook page. We've got about 5 minutes. Let's see if we can get them in.
Do. So, the first one is from Jenna 101BK, and she says, a Keys to the Kingdom tour followed by a night safari and drinks at the Nomad Lounge. So, Mike, what do you think?
You get the Leaping Lizard at the Nomad Lounge, and you're set for romance for a good while. Yes. And of course, I mean, night at Walt Disney World destinations, it's just like you're smothered with romance. It's beautiful. The lights, the softer music, and the cooler weather. I love it. So, yes.
I like that a lot. Yes. Pam, what do you think?
What's not to like about that?
Yes, exactly. Pam, I was going to say the same thing.
Did you follow the Forrester plan when you were thinking about that? No, absolutely. That's romantic. Love it.
I agree with you very much. I think that is absolutely romantic. All right. So we have Jenny McKeon embarrassing my boyfriend with a personalized glass slipper presented to us at Cinderella Royal Table. And she says, by the way, true story. He was embarrassed, but also loved it. So, yeah. Pam, what do you think?
It's a little chocolate-filled shoe. I mean, filled with yummy stuff.
How could that not be romantic, right?
Everyone's going to get over the embarrassment as they're taking a bite of it. I'm just saying. So, yes.
Yes. Chocolate. Okay, I'm done. I'm not being embarrassed anymore.
Exactly. I'm done. I was embarrassed for a second, but then I got past that. So,
yes, yeah. I agree with that. Mike, what do you think?
So is this akin to like visiting Texas Roadhouse or a Mexican restaurant when it's around your birthday and like you get up to use a restroom and then you come back and you're scared every time like all the waiters start making noise like they're going to sing to somebody like, are they coming my way? Please, no. Please, please, no. You know, it's like, but it was for somebody else. Oh, man, I hate that stuff. Or they make it, you know, they start singing at Las Fuentes. Like when it's around my birthday, I'm always nervous because they know my birthday, you know, so.
That's true.
I say yes, though, because you have the souvenir.
All right. That's good. I think that's true. Yes. I mean, I'm like, Pam, how could you go wrong with a personalized glass door? So I think that's good. Yes. All right. Haley Sullivan Dodd wants to know, sharing Disney popcorn and candy almonds in the quiet seating area behind Tamu Tamu in Animal Kingdom, followed by a stroll down Gorilla Falls trails.
Is it common knowledge that Disney popcorn could be an aphrodisiac or no? No?
Not for you, Mike Rollman, but everybody else, yes.
Be careful with that stuff. I'm just saying. Everybody says it tastes better. I'm just saying.
They should put that right on the box. That'll start some interesting conversations with kids of reading ages.
That's true. I say yes, that is definitely romantic. What about you, Pam?
Yes, of course it is.
All right. The gorillas, you never know what you're going to see. I'm just saying. So
be careful.
We're not judging. Whatever's your deal.
Whatever floats the gorillas' boat.
I mean, they're gorillas.
They are. All right. We have a couple more here. Susie M9396, drinks and jazz at Misner's Lounge in the Grand Floridian. I think all of us would say yes, 100% to this
two
one.
Thumb,
Pam is already a yes. Yeah.
Two I thumbs away. How many people like do the stuff that I like to do on vacation? Well, I'll have to meet down there and do some of it.
Yes.
And we're not going to read what Gretchen said in the live Facebook chat, which is now on your screen if you're watching the live feed, because it's too gross about the gorillas.
Oh,
that's not romantic.
That's fantastic, Gretchen. I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness. I almost threw up on that one.
Anyway. That's gross. I'm taking that off the screen. Okay, pulling that down.
All right. Oh my gosh, I almost threw up. Jimmy Jones, our good friend Jimmy, says an old married couple staying at Pop Century. First of all, who's old? That's my question for them. But anyway, yeah. So Pam, what do you think?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, especially at Pop Century, because it's like the Cadillac of the values right
yeah,
now.
And right? Have you not seen the movie Up? That's like super romantic, and it's a dedicated, long term couple.
Yes,
I know, right?
I agree. All right, last one that I've got is from SLAC, and it's have one night where the grandparents are taking the kiddos night swimming at the hotel, so we can go out. The current plan is Brown Derby and Star Wars fireworks because the husband loves Star Wars. And I think she's really just looking to see you because she wants to do this herself. So.
Yeah, right?
So, Mike, what do you think? As the Star Wars fan here, well, I know Pam is too, but, you really are.
Yes. Totally. 100% romantic. I mean, everything on there, especially the night swimming, that's not to be... to be missed.
Well, the kids are going night swimming with the grandparents.
See, I was going to give the warning. Make sure you're not doing a Chevy Chase from like National Lampoon's Vacation.
No. They're going out to see to the Brown Derby and seeing the Star Wars fireworks. So they're getting a date night all on their own while the grandparents take the kids swimming.
Oh, okay. See, but all running through my mind was just thinking the value resorts at Walt Disney World. The value resorts like totally set them up for that Chevy Chase situation because if you have a preferred pool view room, you could be like, hey, what's going on down there? So yeah, just be careful. Yeah, that carries. Yes, definitely romantic.
All right, Pam, what do you think?
Yes, I think it is too. Even with or without the Chevy Chase moment, I still think it's romantic. So having a little time away is always a good thing.
All right. That's all I've got.
All right. That's about all we can do this year. So there it is, 2019. Is this romantic here for your Valentine's Day? Listen to the podcast with a significant other or not. It's totally up to you. So you got a day's notice. But thank you so much for all the submissions. We love doing this. We'll do this again in 2020. Again, take our advice with a grain of salt. We are not certified in romance, but we do the best we can. So there you go. All right, we're going to get out of here. So again, thank you so much to virtualmickey.com for sponsoring today's show. Great apps over there. So check them out, virtualmickey.com, including Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's a free iOS app you need on your device right now. Ricky, what are we reading about this week? Theme Park News Disney Edition.
So I'm actually ready for once. We are reading about the fact that beginning March 6th at Epcot, Mariachi Cobre is going to present The Story of Coco, which brings the tender story and vibrant music of the Pixar film Coco to the Mexico Pavilion. The talents of Mariachi Cobre are going to come together with dancers to tell the story of Miguel and his love of music and his journey to find out what matters most to his family. The dancers will perform to the music of the film, and Miguel will appear himself in the form of a handcrafted puppet. Now, this new show is going to expand the repertoire of Mariachi Cobre. So it's not going to, you know, take over for one of their current shows. It's going to be in addition to. And if you haven't seen one of their current shows, make sure you see that too, because they do a fantastic job. You can see a brand new show at the Mexico Pavilion, and it's probably the cheaper way for them to get Coco in the Mexico Pavilion than redoing the Gran Fiesta Tour. So,
or it could be step one. It could be step one to test things, but, you know, I don't know. Nope. We'll see.
I still love Gran Fiesta Tour, so I know.
I haven't even seen Coco, but I'm excited for this because I love Mariachi Cobre, and I think it's really cool to kind of have like the marionette out there dancing or whatever it is, the puppet. Cool. All right. Well, hey, check out all this great news over at Theme Park News Disney Edition at virtualmickey.com. Please support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. I'll be heading down to Walt Disney World here very soon. So will Pam. So Ricky, I'm sure, will be back there again very soon as well. So check it out. Be Our Guest Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Also, Be Our Guest Mike. And of course, join the Facebook group. Lots of great content over there. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And check out the YouTube channel. It's YouTube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your Wednesday and hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Spend some time with those that you love. And we'll be back again on Friday where we'll answer your listener questions. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great Wednesday. Happy Valentine's Day. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.